Thanks, Nathan. I'm with you and Andy and the rest of the Maryland Morning team saying thank you to the listeners who are responding in the pledge drive. It makes so much difference. Now to the news. We're just 2.5 weeks from Election Day. Just as voters across the state are choosing a new executive, voters in some counties are choosing new executive leadership. This morning, we're going to focus on races in Frederick County, which is putting into effect an entirely new form of government, and in Anne Arundel County. With me in the studio is Kenneth Burns, WIPR news reporter who covers local governments. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, Sheila.
And on the line from his office at the Frederick News Post is Cliff Cumber, the News Post editorial page editor. Welcome back, Cliff.
Good morning, Sheila. Good to be here.
And Cliff, let's start with you. On December 1st, Frederick County will transition to a charter form of government. So this election is the first time voters are electing a county executive. Before I ask you about the candidates in that race, give us a sentence or two about the significance of this new form of government for people in Frederick County.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of scary, right? So we've only got a little over two weeks before we choose our first executive. The charter has been something that has been discussed here for decades, especially moving the from what is a county commissioner form of government, which is five co-equal people who all have a co-equal vote on just about any legislation that they propose, to this new sort of hierarchical system, which is more traditional, I think, in American politics, with the county executive and a seven-member county council. And we had a referendum question on this in the election a couple of years ago. People overwhelmingly supported moving to this new form of government. And I believe that the prevailing feeling was just that Frederick County is becoming a much larger county that needs a more sophisticated form of government to handle its to handle its political standing within the state. So voters did choose to move towards that, and now we're all just trying to work out who we want to lead us as the voice of Frederick County.
And so who are the candidates?
So there are two candidates, they really couldn't be any more different ideologically. We have Jan Gardner, who's a Democrat. She is a former commissioner's president, which is sort of the titular title for the person who gets the most votes in the board in the election, and also we have Blaine Young, who is the presiding commissioner's president at the moment and a sitting commissioner. So both of these people very familiar with county politics, ideologically very, very different people.
How would you characterize the ideological difference?
Well, Jan Garner is a Democrat. I think she's a Democrat in the traditional Democratic fold. Blaine Young is, I think he's flown his Tea Party credentials flag fairly highly. I don't think he would deny that. He's a conservative, that he governs very conservatively, along with the other four members on the board of county commissioners. So as you can tell, it's kind of that sort of traditional partisan divide now that the rest of America is facing, sort of writ small, you could say, here in Frederick County.
Well, as you indicated, development is one of the main issues. Here's a clip from a debate on Tuesday. First, we hear from Blaine Young, the Republican, then Jan Gardner, the Democrat.
So while growth will happen, we do not want to be Montgomery County. We do not want the policies of Martin O'Malley and Smart Growth and Planned Maryland, where people are living on top of each other.
Growth and development are always controversial issues in Frederick County. And my position on growth is that it has to happen in the right place at the right time, and it has to pay its fair share so that existing taxpayers aren't stuck with a bill.
Gardner later alleged that Young, who, as you noted, is president of the Board of County Commissioners, raised property taxes on residents. How has development played out during the Young administration?
Well, there's been an enormous amount of development that has been, or at least a large number of homes that have been approved, especially on the eastern side of Frederick, where, you know, there's an awful lot of people who commute out of county along 270 and I-70. It's about 3,000 homes all told. I know there's a massive development that caused huge controversy here, the Monrovia town development, town center development, which has become a real rallying point in this campaign. I know the opposition to it has been huge, that development and growth has always been a question. In decades of county government elections, it's become particularly sharp and particularly defined in this election.
Are endorsements a big factor in this race, Cliff, the Frederick executive race?
Well, I think it's arguable whether endorsements are really a factor in any race, but mm-hmm. not particularly in this one, no.
Okay. Kenny, I want to talk about Anne Arundel. We spoke in June about the primary race for Anne Arundel County Executive in which the incumbent Laura Newman was defeated. A recent news story of yours about the race is titled Anne Arundel. It's about taxes, schools, and boats. So tell us what that means and who the candidates are.
Well, first, let's talk about the candidates. George Johnson, he's the Democrat. He served as county sheriff for 12 years, 94 to 2006. And then you have Delegate Steve Hsu, who's in his second term in the lower house of the General Assembly. Let's start with taxes. Taxes always been an issue in Anne Arundel County. Many of the residents believe they're too high. Both men have addressed this issue. Hsu said he would cut taxes. Johnson said he would hold the line on taxes. He's promising not to raise taxes or fees.
Are we talking primarily about property taxes?
Property taxes, which is what many charter governments, how they raise their funds. And income taxes as well. But we're mostly talking about property taxes here. Schools. George Johnson supports a 13th high school. He says it's needed. Steve Hsu has a different approach. He wants to build more smaller schools, community schools, saying that you could educate students better with 700 students in a school as opposed to 2,000. And as far as boats, both men agree that there's not enough public access to the water. There's only about 4 or 5 public boat ramps in Anne Arundel County. Everyone else is
which has a huge coastline.
About 540 miles of coastline. Wow. And you only have 4 public boat ramps. Everyone else is private. And both men are pledging to open up access to the water.
Okay, so that's taxes, schools, and
boats.
Where does now George Johnson has been head of the Natural
Resources Police.
Mm-hmm. And so isn't that one of the questions that Hsu has asked is, well, if you think there should be more access, why haven't you done something about it?
Steve, our Delegate Hsu raised this point when I was following him in Crownsville for the story. He wanted to know, why didn't he advocate? Why didn't he talk to the county council, the county executive? Why didn't he come up with a plan? And as a lesson state government, if you think about it, not the state can't dictate to the counties and vice versa all the time.
On 88.1 WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast speaking with Kenneth Burns, WIPR news reporter, and Cliff Cumber, editorial page editor for the Frederick News Post. We're talking about county races in Frederick and Anne Arundel. Kenny, where does political support stand for Hsu and Johnson?
As far as their bases, it's right where you expect them. Democrats are supporting George Johnson. Republicans are supporting Steve Hsu. But one interesting thing that we came upon when we were putting the story together, even though there is a registration edge towards the Democrats in Anne Arundel County, there's only been 2 Democrats that have actually held the office for 2 terms, Jim Lighthizer and Janet Owens. But other than that, when it comes to the actual election, it's hard to say which one will come out on top.
And how is turnout going to be a factor in that race?
Dan Ataff, he runs the Center for the Study of Local Issues at Anne Arundel Community College. He had an interesting point. He says it depends all upon the turnout for the gubernatorial candidates. If Larry Hogan has been able to turn out the Republican base, then Steve Hsu might have the edge, but
and Hogan is Anne Arundel businessman.
He's an Anne Arundel businessman.
His home county.
Mm-hmm. And likewise for Anthony Brown, if he turns out particularly his African American base in the Democratic Party, then George Johnson might have the turnout just by the sheer fact that he's a Democrat.
Cliff, of course, turnout is always some kind of a factor in an election. Is there any sense that turnout, the size of turnout, could spin the outcome of choosing Frederick's first county executive?
Oh, sure. I think so. I think all the indicators are that this is going to be a very close race. And certainly, you know, if you take a drive around Frederick, you probably see about an equal balance of Gardner versus Young signs. out there. I know I haven't taken a formal count. I know we get a lot of letters to the editor and, you know, online comments, and they tend to favor Jan Gardner, but, I mean, that could just be because there's a letter-writing campaign going on or people are just taking to the Internet a little bit more. But I think, as Ken mentioned, the turnout factor is, I think it's going to be determined very much so on whether or not how motivated Republicans are to come out and vote for their candidate. I know nationally they're very motivated. We'll see if they sort of just come out and tick off the R's as they go down the ballot, or how motivated the Democrats are. And particularly in Frederick County, I think Democrats are very, very motivated to come out and vote in this election. So there's a lot of factors at play in how that turnout is going to happen. I talked to the election director, and he thinks that it could be up to 60% in Frederick County, and that would be really great if it is. But there's a high interest in this election, specifically here in Frederick County, and especially because of the historic nature. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for that boost turnout, but I think we're going to have to wait and see.
Well, we have just a few minutes left, and I want to ask each of you if there's one of the council races that we ought to be paying attention to, one or more. Kenny, who are the players and issues in Anne Arundel for county council?
Well, let's get the popular one out of the way. That's Council District 5 with Michael Anthony Peruca and Patrick Armstrong. That has received a lot of attention based on Mr. Peruca's views. There's only one unopposed race in Anne Arundel County. That's Jerry Walker in the 7th District. Pete Smith in the 1st District. He was the substitute councilman when Daryl Jones went to jail for his misdemeanor. As far it was a tax charge. He's running for his own term.
You said you made a reference to Michael Peruca's views, conservative views. He's gotten a lot of attention for being a member of a secessionist group, the League of the South.
Yes, and a member of the League of the South. He has his own group, the Institute on the Constitution. And I could sum it up this way as far as his promise. He promises to follow anything that conforms to the U.S. Constitution, the state constitution, and the Anne Arundel County Charter.
And just this week, he said he's left the membership in League of the South.
Yeah, it cost him some support for holding on to that membership.
Cliff Cumber, what should we know about the county council race in Frederick?
Oh, well, I'll get to that. I just say I'm really jealous of Ken having that race to cover. That sounds like a really exciting one to have. I wish we could have that here. Well, once again, we have two at-large candidates. One of those is a sitting county commissioner. And I know you know, this board of county commissioners has been very polarizing as it's been seated over the last 3.5 years. So it will be interesting to see who comes out in that at-large district. There are two candidates. We have two Democrats and two Republicans running in that. Also up in the northern part of Frederick County, we have a district in which another sitting commissioner is running as well. So it'll be interesting to watch that one. And all told, once again, it's one of these unknown factors because we've never had to face this kind of race before, how it's all panning out. So, you know, in the other five districts, we're certainly watching to see how that goes. It's very exciting and sort of unpredictable.
And we are out of time. There are also sheriff's races and school board races, and we agree with you, Cliff. It'll be interesting to see what kind of turnout we get, how voters approach all these races. I want to thank you both. Kenneth Burns, reporter for WIPR's news department. Cliff Cumber is editorial page editor for the Frederick News Post. Thanks.
Thank you.
The general election is November 4th. Early voting starts next Thursday and runs about a week, ending October 30th. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay tuned to 88.1. After the news, Tom Hall gets deep into the Baltimore Running Festival.